Hi, this is George Clark for Ivy Hoops Online. One of the most enduring cliches around the Ivy League, especially since the inception of the Ivy League tournament, is that it is very hard to beat a team three times in a season. Actually, this notion was allegedly first stated by former Penn coach Fran Dunphy, whose Quakers beat the Tigers twice in the 1996 Ivy season, Pete Carril's last, but then famously lost the playoff game with the Tigers. This win sent the Tigers into the NCAA tournament, where they defeated the defending national champion UCLA Bruins. Today, unfortunately for the Tigers, the cliche was borne out as the Brown Bears upset the Princeton Tigers 90-81. This was the first time a four seed has ever advanced to the tournament final since its inception in 2017. Brown took control early. Ivy first-teamer Keno Lilly, the league's leading scorer, broke a 14-14 tie with five straight points in a three-minute span. The Bears managed a 21-19 lead with about 11 minutes to go in the first half. It was a lead they would not surrender for the rest of the afternoon. Caden Pierce, the Ivy Player of the Year this year, drew his second foul at 8:25, which sent him to the bench. This was an unfortunate loss for the Tigers. Kalu Anya made a great move to the basket to extend the lead to 5, 28-23, with 7 minutes to go. By that point, the Bears were shooting 61% from the field to the Tigers, 36%. The Bears then went on a 17-5 run, capped by a Lilly three. With 3.5 to go, a gorgeous Lilly three ran the Brown lead to 41-27. Brown had three double-figure scores at that time, led by Lilly's 12. Brown's largest lead of the half was 15. A Caden Pierce deuce cut it to 13 at the half, 44-31. In the first 13 minutes of the second half, it was more of the same for the Bears. Going right at Caden Pierce, Nana Asobu Ananye extended the lead to 17, 50-33. A 9-0 Bear run gave the Bears a 55-33 lead, the largest of the afternoon. Desperate and looking for a spark, the Tigers went into a 1-3-1 zone. While it slowed the pace, the Bears found Nana in the deep corner twice for crucial baskets. Tigers skipper Mitch Henderson sent freshman Daylon Davis in with orders to take the ball to the basket. Davis responded. The freshman ended up the afternoon leading the Tigers in scoring with 21 second half points. With Davis scoring almost at will and the Tigers pressing full court, Princeton slowly clawed its way back into the game. The press forced a number of turnovers. Brown would make 18 for the game, and the Tigers converted on many of them. In a wild finish, the Tigers closed to 84-81, but could not get any closer. Brown broke the press and made enough free throws in the final minute to hold off the Tigers, 90-81. For the afternoon, Brown had four players in double figures, led by the dazzling Lilly, who had a game-high 27 points. His double-double included 10 assists. It was probably the best game this kid has played all year, and it couldn't have come at a worse time for the Tigers. Nana also had a double-double with 19 points and 15 rebounds. Anya was the third Bear with a double-double, 13 points and 11 rebounds. A.J. Lespert chipped in with 15 Bear points. For the Tigers, Matalako canned 20 points. His long ball prowess, he was 5 of 9 for the afternoon, helped the Tigers get back in the game in the final minutes. Pierce had 19 points and a team-high 12 rebounds. It appears that the Tigers are headed to the NIT. The Bears, of course, will square off tomorrow at noon for the tournament title. The Cornell-Yale survivor will be the opponent for the Bears tomorrow afternoon at noon. It's been a great season for the Tigers. Unfortunately, this is a real bump in the road as they had hoped to get back to the NCAA tournament. For the Bears, they have a golden opportunity. They have beaten Cornell and Yale recently, so they certainly won't fear what's going to happen tomorrow afternoon. I am sure they're going to be ready. Thanks again for listening to Ivy Hoops Online and its coverage of the Ivy League tournament. This is George Clark saying so long.